You said we should dress in an uncontrived manner. So this is the first time I'm feeling that you are indicating towards the meditation. Looks like you are indicating towards the meditation that in meditation we are in a way forcing ourselves to rest in awareness. So I never related that before, but we should not meditate. Trying to increase the length of that duration, duration of the rest, and in some sense maybe the depth also. It is in a way forced upon ourselves. It is. That is what up to today I believe. I believed it, let us say.
Goal of meditation is achieved when it made itself useless. It was never the question, but
understand resting in awareness in the waking state, but let us leave out the dream state. That is a little bit fuzzy sort of thing. But you speak of deep sleep state also. That is little bit not clear. Means in deep sleep we are already in the awareness. So what is it, something different type of deep sleep that we are used to? What I am saying is, does the deep sleep changes from resting in awareness from what we are used to? I repeat that phrase. I was looking that nobody else is asking, then only I raised my head.
That is very, very.
Something like that was experienced last night, so.
Oh.
So that is why I.
And meditation is different. Sleep is sleep, meditation is meditation. Sleep has no relation with meditation.
Just to kind of concise what you just said, the point that you were just making, Krishnamurti said, to be is to be related. And it seems that many of the people who are pursuing this state that you speak of, that they, which they do through this many-faceted thing, I think, which is called meditation, and very little understood thing, which we call meditation, are in fact isolating themselves, and in some way it seems, in many ways, not living and being part of the world. They are not related, and so somehow they are not, because they are not related. And like you said, the world demands, this planet demands, if we want there to be a place for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, for those of us who bear children, if we want a place for them to have this great experience, many things need to be done, because as much as you say that this fleshy being is a concept and perhaps isn't as solid as we think it is, it seems that this particular state of living on planet Earth requires that these molecules still are able to come together in this fashion. And the way that things are going now, the nature of things is being distorted so greatly that this great opportunity, however much it may be Maya, or it may be something greater, or it may not be as solid, or it may be, it can only happen if we get to work and do some things. And so these people who are going off to achieve some state, they're kind of not really participating in that, and we need everyone we can get, I think. So I said a lot more than I meant to. I just meant to confirm that, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, and we don't necessarily all have the time to go and sit on a cushion. And so the point that you make, that it can be done anywhere, it's very freeing, and it's very freeing. Takes away the limitations that I think this meditation that many people are doing, or that we understand through all the definitions that we get, it's really kind of just practice for the real thing, which is to be walking through every day, and like you said, little by little, moment by moment, somehow learning how to release the mind from the constraints, the prison, and the slavery of this conditioning, which are these thoughts, which condition our every moment, our every day. And if we can see that, if we can see that conditioning, if we can see what's going on, if we can see that we're all somewhat neurotic, obsessed with and attached to these thoughts which we think are ours, which we think define us. If we see that, that in itself, that clear sight in itself, in that moment, is its own action. And it may not happen the first time, but like you said, if we look and we look, and we see the neuroses, we see the habit, we see that it's conditioned, that it's not us, that it's not who we are. If we see that again and again, yes, eventually it is its own action, and it can fall away. And in that silence, in that quiet mind, we can see clearly. And when we can see clearly the world outside us and see then what really needs doing, then maybe we can get something done.
Back to the point of being in a state, taking a week trip to the West where we assume these lives, or we've chosen these lives of seeming or woeful stress and being under pressure, yeah, from that point of view. So I will try to relax my body and mind. I will try to relax my mind. I will try to rest, but I've still got five kids to feed. It's almost like the reality of stress that we perceive. A person who wouldn't be familiar with this might try to relax, but within that trying to relax, they're bringing the five kids in, if you know what I mean, or the pressure of life outside. What would be a suggestion for a person with that point of view or that reality? It's an illusion.